Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. A minister in Israel's war cabinet, Benny Gantz, has said that unless Hamas releases all hostages in Gaza by the start of Ramadan on March the 10th, the military will launch its offensive in Rafah. Mr. Gantz said Israel would facilitate the evacuation of civilians to minimise casualties. From Jerusalem, here's our diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams.
The people of Rafah know an Israeli assault is coming, they just don't know when. Now, a member of Israel's war cabinet has given a clue. Speaking to a Jewish American audience in Jerusalem, Benny Gantz said that unless the remaining Israeli hostages were released by the start of Ramadan in exactly 3 weeks, then the war would come to Rafah. That's 3 weeks for Israel to devise and implement a plan to evacuate an estimated 1.3 million civilians, something the Biden administration has demanded before troops go in.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reacted angrily to the Brazilian president after he accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva compared Israel's actions to the Holocaust. Mr. Netanyahu said he had crossed a red line by trivialising Hitler's extermination of millions of Jews.
Today, the president of Brazil, by comparing Israel's war in Gaza against Hamas, a genocidal terrorist organisation, to the Holocaust, President Silva has disgraced the memory of 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis, and he's demonized the Jewish state like the most virulent anti-Semite. He should be ashamed of himself.
Brazil's ambassador in Israel has been summoned for a meeting on Monday. Police in Papua New Guinea say at least 53 people have been shot dead in a massacre in the country's highlands. Reports say the victims were all killed in an ambush in the isolated Enga province. There have been numerous incidents of tribal fighting in the region since 2022. Last year, the authorities announced a lockdown for several months. Reports say the governor of Enga warned last week that further violence was about to erupt. Police in the US state of Minnesota say two officers and a paramedic have been killed in a shootout in the city of Burnsville. A third officer was wounded during an exchange of fire with a man who had barricaded himself inside a family home with seven children. The Burnsville police chief, Tanya Schwartz, had been speaking about her colleagues who were killed and injured in the line of duty.
This is a hard day. It's a really hard day for our public safety family. We're hurting. Okay, we're hurting. Today, three members of our team made the ultimate sacrifice for this community. They are heroes. Our officers, our fire department, our families, all of our staff, our community. We're heartbroken.
The attacker also died. Details of what happened were not immediately released, but local media say he killed himself. BBC News. A woman is recovering in hospital after a cougar attacked five cyclists in the US state of Washington. The group encountered the big cat on a trail east of Seattle. The authorities removed one cougar from the scene. Eyewitnesses said a second animal may have been involved, but officials were unable to find it. China has agreed to lift a long-standing ban on imports of Spanish beef. The announcement came after talks in Spain between the two countries' foreign ministers. Spain's foreign minister said the lifting of the embargo was good news for Spanish farmers, who for the past 2 weeks have taken part in European Union-wide protests over burdensome regulations, high costs and cheap imports. The British Museum has turned off comments on one of its social media posts because of a campaign demanding the return of stone monuments to Easter Island. The museum in London has two statues taken from the Chilean territory in the 19th century. Its Instagram page has been flooded with comments by users calling for the figures to be given back. Oppenheimer, the three-hour epic about the making of the atomic bomb, has won the prize for Best Film at the British Film Awards in London. The movie, which had the most nominations at the BAFTAs, scooped seven awards in total. Colin Paterson was at the event.
It was the film about the creation of the atomic bomb in the Second World War was the big winner, taking home seven, including Best Film, Best Director for Christopher Nolan. He'd never won a BAFTA before. Best Actor going to Cillian Murphy for playing Oppenheimer. And Robert Downey Jr., Best Supporting Actor, his first BAFTA for 31 years. And one other point worth making, the BAFTAs have been a terrible indicator of who's going to win at the Oscars in recent years. Only one of the last nine films to win at the BAFTAs has gone on to repeat at the Oscars.
Colin Paterson reporting from the BAFTA ceremony. And that's the latest BBC News.